When my mother died, my father destroyed his love letters to her. They had, of course, been treasured by her, but these private intimacies were not for us to read. There was only one he permitted us to see, because it illustrated something about how communication worked in the days before email, text, mobile phone, and in their case, even a house phone. He had left the house early that day, as was his habit, but had failed to part with the usual kiss. Perhaps they'd had an argument the night before, left unresolved by one of his not untypical silences. When he reached the office, he felt remorseful and sent my mother a postcard with a sorry and his love. The plain white card reached her by the afternoon post of that same day. My father was hopeless at giving gifts. Even now I can see the disappointment on my mother's face at every birthday as she unwrapped something he thought clever or useful. They were never what one would call romantic gifts. There was once a glass weight shaped like a pineapple. Did she even like pineapples? There was a tea set decorated with pheasants, and she certainly didn't care for pheasants. Yet his written messages accompanying those gifts, however brief or cryptic, were full of tenderness. Often the card would be a photograph he'd taken. He had photographed my mother all her life, and I think in every picture he took, he continued to see the beautiful young woman with whom he had fallen in love, and to whom he wrote, "Sorry I left without saying goodbye this morning. Love, Tony," on a postcard that we can still hold in our hands.